One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Everybody talks about magic. Magic is magic. This is a magic.
Well, hello, everybody. My name name is Luciana Stiglich. I'm an integral educator and a teacher. I'm very happy to be here today with you through this Inner Healers Blog Talk Radio. As you know, Inner Healers is actually started as a community, and it's now, started like a concept, and it's now becoming a community with people from all around the world, people who believe that all the answers are inside each of us, all the answers we look for, everything we constantly look for is within. And today, we are starting a new topic, as Inner Healers has dedicated each month for a topic so that the help and the guidance can be deeply translated into daily acts. So last month, we had as a topic forgiveness. And this month, the topic is peace. I wanted to start this show by reading you a short story that I found on peace. I liked it, and I think it has very interesting things we can discuss today. The story is called What is Peace? And it seems like the grandfather of somebody who's called Arun Gandhi used to tell him when he was little. The story is of an ancient Indian king who was obsessed with the desire to find the meaning of peace. What is peace and how can we get it? And when we find it, what should we do with it? Were some of the issues that bothered him. Intellectuals in his kingdom were invited to answer the king's questions for a handsome reward. Many tried, but none could explain how to find peace and what to do with it. At last, someone said the king ought to consult the sage, who lived just outside the borders of his kingdom. He is an old man and very wise, the king was told. If anyone can answer your question, he can. The king went to the sage and posed the eternal question. Without a word, the sage went into the kitchen and brought a grain of wheat to the king. In this, you will find the answer to your question, the sage said, as he placed the grain of wheat in the king's outstretched palm. Puzzled, but unwilling to admit his ignorance, the king clutched the grain of wheat and returned to his palace. He locked the precious grain in a tiny gold box and placed the box in his safe. Each morning, upon awaking, the king would open the box and looked at the grain to seek an answer, but could find nothing. Weeks later, another sage, passing through, stopped to meet the king who eagerly invited him to resolve his dilemma. The king explained how he had asked the eternal question, and this sage gave him a grain of wheat instead. I have been looking for an answer every morning, but I find nothing. The sage said, it is quite simple, Your Honor. Just as this grain represents nourishment for the body, peace represents nourishment for the soul. Now, if you would keep this grain locked up in a gold box, it will eventually perish without providing nourishment or multiplying. However, if this is allowed to interact with the elements, light, water, air, soil, it will flourish, multiply, and soon you would have a whole feed of wheat which will nourish not only you, but so many others. This is the meaning of peace. It must nourish your soul and the souls of others. It must multiply by interacting with the elements. I like this story very much because it helps us understand that peace is not only something. It's not only one thing. Peace has to do with everything. Peace is within everything. And as it is within everything, it is also within you. Somebody say peace has to do with being in a clear state of mind. But that would be peace mind, right? Some others say peace has to do with loving everybody. But that would be heart peace, right? Today I want to talk to you about peace being in everything. Peace being wherever you look at. Peace being complete harmony, complete equilibrium. If you see nature, if you look at all the things nature presents us every day, you will see perfect harmony around you. When you see the mountains, when you see the fields, when you see trees, when you see the sea or a river, you see rocks. You see how everything is balanced. All the colors are balanced and imbalanced as well. The connection of everything around us tells us about peace. The best way to find peace is looking within, because the same perfection that you find in your everyday living, the same perfection you find around you, is also inside you. Peace has also to do with the alignment of our vibration. You know, we are all vibrational beings. Everything around us is a vibrational being. If you think about nature, for example, you think about plants and animals and minerals, and all of them are in perfect vibration within themselves and within their bodies, within everything that surrounds them. Everything is in perfect balance, and so everything is always well. We are always well, but sometimes we do not understand that we are, and then confusion starts arising. Mental confusion, for example, emotional confusion as well, which leads into body confusion, which means sickness. So if we observe around us, we can see that all the things around us contain exactly the same things we are made of. That's why I was talking about vibration. Animals, plants, minerals, everything. Everything we can see and that we cannot see as air is made out of the same things as molecules, protons, neutrons. You know, physically talking, it's all made out of the same thing. And these molecules, which are inside everything that exists, are never stopping. They are always moving. So if you try to look at one, you'll see that that one is usually moving. And if you start dividing it, when you get to quarks, you will also see that they are always moving. So this movement is called vibration. And the velocity in which it moves is what determines its shape. So for example, take air. Molecules in air are moving very, very fast. That's why we cannot see it. Because molecules are just moving, moving, moving. We cannot see it. When that vibration, that movement starts to move a little not so fast, what happens is that we can see something, like we can see light. And if that movement, if that vibration lessens, then we are able to see color. And if we lessen up that movement a little bit more, then we get colors. And each color has a different vibration. If we lifting it up more, then we get sound, and then each sound has a different vibration. And then if it keeps on lessening, then we get shape. So actually a rock and the air are made out of the same. It's just that the molecules inside are vibrating at different levels, different velocities. The speed is different in each thing we see around. So as we are made of shape, for example, muscles, organs, and we're made out of water, which is also a different vibration, we are made of different vibrations. And so everything around us is made of the same. So we are all vibrational beings. Everything that we see around us, I was telling you, is usually in peace because they are aligned with who they are. A plant, for example, a tree, a big oak tree. A big oak tree knows he's a big oak tree. He doesn't think he's a rose and tries to become a rose and then is very sad because he can't be a rose. He's proud of being an oak tree. He knows that his participation in creation is important as an oak tree. And so he grows up looking for the sun and for the rain and for the moon. He just blends with everything around him. And so he's at peace because he's not confused about everything. He follows his intention, he follows his inner self, he knows he's an oak tree. And so he is at peace, because he's aligned with who he is. His intention is aligned with everything he wants to do in life. He wants to grow leaves, well, he does. He wants to grow branches so that he can have more oxygen, okay, he does that. He does everything he needs to live a happy life. So that's a happy oak tree. A peaceful oak tree. He lives in the now. All what he eats is concentrating and living in the now. So this oak tree is as peaceful as an animal can be. If you have a cat, for example, a pet, your pet is always living in the now. He's not resentful. He's not thinking about you forgetting to feed him, and then he needs to have a process of forgiveness to remember that you were doing your best and that you just forgot about giving him his food at the time. Right? He's at peace. Because he flows with his life. Of course, he probably will come, if your cat is at least similar to mine, he will come and do some strange funny noises to remember you with love that you have forgotten to feed him. Right? So, with love, he tells you, hey, it's my food time, so do something about it. You know? But he's not upset. He's not angry. He's just flowing with life. So then he gets what he wants. Because of course, I stand up and I go feed him as soon as I can. And he still loves me. And he still loves life. And he still loves everything around him. Because he's at peace. He's not living in conflict. So, it's not, at least for me, only about mind. It's also about emotion. It's also about a physical experience in which he enjoys his food. He definitely tells me which food he likes and which food he doesn't like. And he enjoys his water, and he enjoys everything he does because he lives in the now. Take a mineral, for example. If you have worked with minerals, or if you have gone to a mineral therapy, or if you have felt something, then you get a new necklace made out of any material, any metal. Minerals are also in perfect peace, in perfect alignment. Minerals are the earth's organs, you could see it like that. And they all have a function for earth. Sometimes we grab part of these minerals and make them spheres so that they can work with the body as well. Then you can, if you're an empath, or you, if you work a little bit in sensing the minerals, you'll start finding out nice things about them. First of all, they are alive, just as we are. And each of them is complying with a function each has. There's a long story on minerals. But the idea is that minerals also do the same. They have a function, and they are aligned with that function for Earth. And when they become spheres, they are aligned with their intention on helping human beings. So they are also living in the now. They are doing the best they can as channelers for different kinds of energy. That's why they vibrate differently. Because each has a function, and they are all working as they are meant to. So we now get to human beings. Ah. We have so many capabilities. We have so many opportunities. We have so much just for being alive. And sometimes, due to the way we assimilated our upbringing, due to the way we assimilated our childhood, our adolescence, due to how we assimilated every one of the things that happened to us, we carry what we talked about in forgiveness topics, a backpack. And this backpack, which has all our recollections of all the things we've lived before, has sometimes become too heavy. So sometimes we have to go through certain processes in a conscious way, because we're always processing things, even though not always we're conscious of that, of what ourselves doing it. We are always doing it. So these backpacks usually have lots of things inside. Some things we have not processed yet, some things we want to forget about. We have lots of things. We have what Carl Jung used to say, the shadow. So we have the light, that which we appreciate in others, which is our own light, and we have our shadow, that which we do not like in other people. Because when we relate to one another, we attract that which we are. So if we are processing something internally, we are, for saying something, we need to learn about tolerance, then we will attract people that will help us do it. So we will admire in these new people things that we have ourselves. So, for example, if I'm a very patient person, then I will attract people that are also patient. And I will admire the patience in them so much that I will feel attracted to them. But at the same time, we will also be attracted by their shadow. So if, for example, they are not tolerant, or they are they used to get late to every meeting, and we used to do that as well, or it's very hard for us to get in time for the meetings, then we will address this as well, so that it happens to us, so that we understand the other side of it, so that we can recognize what is happening to us in our lives. So yes, we will admire this person because of his or her enormous patience, but we will really hate that this person is not able to get in time anywhere, ever. So this will definitely make us get angry, or get us, I don't know, to get into a fret and then say, hey, why is this person doing this to me, you know, the victim state. But actually this person is only showing a little bit, a little part of us, which we do not want to recognize. So actually we should be grateful for to this person for what this person is doing. Because of course when they get all our frets, when they listen to all our angry comments, they won't have a nice moment either. So they are sharing this experience with us so that both can learn. And it's very interesting because when you see life this way, you start feeling compassion. And you start understanding that you are part of something else. You are part of more than just yourself. So sometimes what gets us out of that perfect aligned state in which we all are born, and in which we are supposed to live as much as possible, conflict happens. So the discussion with the person about being late is momentarily taking you out of your peace state if you are not conscious of what is happening. But if you're conscious, I mean, you do get angry, you do have feelings. But if you get conscious about what's really happening and you practice it, then the more able you will be to, first of all, let the emotions go after the conflict happens, so that you avoid getting stuck with that. And on the other hand, your angry moments will be shorter, because you will know what is this coming from. And you will start feeling appreciation for that person, because that person is part of the life that is letting you grow, that's letting you learn about yourself. So when we start understanding that we are part of all, and that everybody, all the people that we hate, are actually helping us to learn something so that we can grow, then we start returning to our peace place a lot more easier than if we prefer to keep a victim status. Now, we can always keep that victim status. Every time we want to, we can do it. Sometimes we do it because it's difficult to change, and all that I'm telling you is maybe already known because somebody else has told you about it, or maybe it's something new. But in either case, if you have no experience practicing this, then it might be difficult for you to start doing it. So you might still have some victim states in your day-to-day life. It's all about learning, so it's okay. as long as you understand that it's temporary. It's just a moment because you are learning. It's the same as when you learned how to use a bicycle. You know, the first time you would definitely fall off the bike. If you didn't fall, then congratulations. I fell so many times. I got so many bruises. But I got up and tried again. And so this practicum, this way of life, also needs practice. So you do not need to feel guilt, for example, which is something that gets us to conflict again. We do not need to feel guilt if there's something that we're trying to do and we're not getting to do it. So the more we practice this, the better experience we will get at doing it. And eventually, we will use emotions for what they are. We will just experience them with all our body, with all the senses that we have. And then once it has permeated all of our body, then we can let it go. Because that's the idea about emotions. We have to experience them, not stay with them. So the more we experience this, the more practice we get at doing this, at letting our emotions leave our body when they have done their job, then the easier it will be for us to return to our peace state, our natural inner peace state. If you remember that you are trying and that it takes time to do it well, then you will even enjoy doing this. And that's the whole point of being here, learning and enjoying the ride. It's like having classes of your favorite thing. What is your favorite thing? Taking photographs? Acting? Painting? Math exercises? What is it you enjoy doing? Writing? This is the same thing. Learning how to live a joyful life. So the more we try to look at things from a broader perspective, the easier it will be for us to experience peace. I wanted to do a small meditation so that I can share this with you. And I would like to start now. For this meditation, I would like you to sit comfortably with both your feet on the floor, with your hands in your lap, or you can lay down if you prefer to do it that way. And I would like you to start breathing. I would like you to start inhaling and exhaling as continuously as you can, with as many thoughts as possible. I would like you to concentrate your breathing into inhaling and exhaling as if you were going to sleep. I would like you to inhale as much oxygen and as profoundly as you can, and then exhale in long thread-like pieces of air. Your inhalation will be done in 1, 2, 3 times, and your exhalation in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Inhale. Hold your breath and exhale in as longer and thinner quantities of air as possible. Inhale, hold your breath, and then exhale. You feel your body without air, and then you inhale again. You start relaxing your body as if you're going to sleep. So you inhale and exhale continuously. The inhalations are profound. The exhalations are long and steady. You inhale. Hold your breath. Feel your body full of air. And then exhale. In long, steady exhalation. Inhale. Exhale. All of your body is now relaxed. If any idea comes to your mind, you will just observe it and return to listening to my voice. Without feeling any disturbance, you will feel comfortable throughout this meditation. And you will now, with your eyes closed, picture yourself somewhere you like, somewhere you feel peaceful at. You can choose being at the beach, you can choose being in a forest, you can choose being in a desert. Wherever you choose is okay. Choose the first thing that comes to your mind and sit there. Visualize yourself sitting there and start listening to the air. Start smelling the air that's around you. Touch the floor with your hands and start sensing it through your fingers. This will be your place of peace. In this place of peace, which is all yours, you will start connecting with the peace in nature. You will start feeling, sensing through your senses. The peace around you. And you will start recognizing that peace. The peace that you sense in everything outside you. The peace that's in everything outside you. You will start sensing it inside as well. You will start recognizing that all the peace outside is also inside yourself. You will start connecting with this peaceful state. It is a state you know well. because it's your natural state of being. It's the natural you. It's where your higher self resides. It's where everything you are lives. With each inhalation, you get deeper and deeper inside yourself. With each exhalation, you let your body loose. Your body loses all the tension that it was holding until now. With each inhalation, you take oxygen to your cells. And with each exhalation, you leave out everything you do not need right now. And the more you leave behind, the more you leave outside, the better connection you get to yourself. You listen to everything that's around you. And you understand everything itself is in perfect peace. Everything's where and when it should be. And now, wherever you are sitting, you bring to this place a small image. It can be in the shape of a screen, in the shape of a photograph. It can take any shape you'd like that harmonizes with the space you've created for yourself. The space you're sitting in right now. Can you bring this concept in screen shape, in photograph shape? You look at it. And you start observing. Why is this conflict a conflict? What's the big picture on it? Who are the people involved? Is it one more people? One more person besides me there? Or two more people? How many people are in that photograph, in that screen? And what are they doing? And why is it so uncomfortable for me? Why is it so difficult to me to process? Why is it so difficult to me to process this conflict? We start observing what's happening in the photograph or in the screen. Everything tells us something. And we're just observing it. Because we are inside our inner peace place. So we start observing. We're just observers of the situation. We're trying to reach a broader perspective on what is happening. When things start to developed for us. We start understanding. What are the people inside the conflict trying to teach me? What is the message for me? What is the shadow they are reflecting in me? What's the shadow I'm reflecting in them? What is the lesson I need to learn so that I can grow up? What role is this person playing for me at this moment in my life? I understand these people or this person is also having a difficult time while dealing this conflict with me. And so I say thank you to those people. At the same time, we are learning something together. And while I see the photograph, I start understanding what the lesson is. Is it about tolerance? Is it about patience? What is it about? What is this or are these people trying to teach me? I feel my heart open, my heart center is open. It opens because of the understanding of the conflict. Because this understanding transcends the mere conflict. This understanding helps me see that I'm part of a whole. And so are these people inside the conflict. We are all playing a role for each other so that we all can grow. As soon as we realize this, we start matching our vibration with everything around us. With everything in nature, with everything that has been created. Because this means we are aligning ourselves with our higher self. We are aligning our conscious self with our higher self. And in this alignment, we are in harmony with everything around us. We start blending with earth, with water, with air, with fire. We start blending with all that is. And we blend in total understanding. This realization brings happiness to our now. We are now ready to feel this perfect equilibrium. This perfect state of peace in which everything that is created for us. true joy, to grow, to learn, and to enjoy the process. We connect with this inner state of peace, this natural way of being. This is our natural state. This is where our higher self is. This is who we are. We are peace. And so is everything else around us. The better we get at connecting with this inner peace, the better we will get at connecting with everything around us. That's how we get to share our peace. Because we share our peace. That which we are. And feeling this peace, feeling complete happiness, complete peace, complete relaxation, complete flow with that which is, complete alignment with everything around us, we slowly start to get back. We start feeling our toes, our fingers, the top of our head, the tip of our nose. We start feeling all of our body again. And we feel it with so much appreciation because of what it's doing for us. Because as a vehicle, it helps us have this physical experience. The last thing we will do is open our eyes and blink. Blink back to reality. Blink back to this moment, to here and now. Knowing that we can return to this place in any time, whenever we need to. Because it lies within us. That's where peace lies, within. And I hope you have enjoyed this meditation. It will be recorded for you so that you can access to it whenever you need it. You can also share it with people you love. And we have like some minutes left to see if there's anybody who wants to call and wants to share with us how your experience was, or would like to ask a question if something was not clear. We also have the chat room in case you'd like to comment something. And we will leave one more minute to see if somebody calls in. And remember that we all are inner healers. We all have the capacity to heal from insight, from this place of peace. We all have insight because we are peace. We are everything that we want, everything that we seek in life. We already are. We just need to connect with it so that we can recreate it consciously outside. The more we connect with our inner peace, the easier it will be for us to attract more of that peace in others, in situations we create for us. We remember you that we will be sharing information on the Facebook page and on Twitter also, if you're following New Healers on Twitter. As you know, inner healers is a concept. Actually, it started as a concept and it's now springed up into a community of which you are a part. Because you can heal yourself from inside. We will be having more shows on the upcoming Sundays. So if there's any topic, well, any question you have about the topic that we will be sharing, which will be peace for all the September month, then you can let us know. You can either let us know during the show, or you can let us know beforehand by sending a message through the inbox in Facebook, through our email, or through Twitter. And with this, I'd like to thank you for listening to the show, and see you again next Sunday. Have a great week. Blessings be.
Two, one, two, three, four.